I'm Alex Jensen, and it's time for Gales Rewind. St. Mary's kicked off a crucial week at home on Thursday with a pivotal 69-64 victory over the USF Dons at University Credit Union Pavilion in Moraga. With the two teams trading blows in the first half, the Gales created separation with a 10-0 run to take a 9-point lead.
Right with it. Cousy back to the left, guarded by Shabazz. Crossover to the left hand again. Now penetrating through a few green jerseys. Goes up with the inside hand and banks it home. Her left, rather, off a toss screen. Turns the corner, gets inside, rises up and banks it home with the left hand.
Somebody stop that man. Tommy Cousy taking over.
Johnson has Coonan on a switch. Bouye is trying to guard the post with Toss. Johnson, penetrate, kick out to the corner. Fotu, three. It's good! Here's Toss. It's a back cutter. That's Mullins down the center of the lane. Can't finish a contested lay-in, but the rebound in and out of the hands of Masalski ends up back in the hands of Mullins, who swishes home an open three from the left side.
Yeah, Jabe, Saxon, Fotu were great in that first half. That's kind of what they've been doing lately. I mean, they don't always number, but they've been playing the right way. They've become they're part of our rotation. So you need guys like that in games like tonight, where guys are a little tired, guys getting foul trouble.
We have 15 guys ready to go, ready to play, ready to sacrifice for one another. And I feel like that's what our team's built on. That's what our team's about. And that's a difference maker for us, is guys just being able to be ready for the moment and not overthink it and oversteps, but come in and be ready to play defensively and offensively when you get your opportunity, shoot your open looks.
I mean, we talk about it, laugh about it all the time in the pregame show, but taking care of the ball has been huge. We had nine turnovers tonight, and it's just really been key for us, just making good decisions and letting our offensive players just play in situations where they don't have to take tough shots and they can move the ball. And I think we've been really disciplined on that, and we'll have to keep being that as we move forward. Overall, we got great shots, we got great looks, and we played how we want to play.
After the Dons cut the St. Mary's lead to just 1 6 minutes into the second half, the Gales were able to separate again, including a run of 6 in a row, capped by a crazy play to put the Gales up double digits for the first time.
Crosses over on Shabazz, probing along the right baseline, double team, steps through, finds the cutter. That's Johnson right down the center of the lane to the rim for the left-handed lay-in. 4 to shoot. Toss trying to get to the paint, spins to the left hand, goes up, banks it home. Drop step for Toss, and he scores to make it a 5-point game. Toss backing down, 5 to shoot. Defended by Masalski, running right hand hook, up off the back rim, off the front rim, and it drops through. USF has not let this game get to double digits at any time tonight. Johnson right off the screen, right foul line extended. He drives in on Masalski. Man, nifty ball handling, gets the reverse with the left hand. Johnson backs out, now takes a left-hand drive, into the paint, hesitates, shot fake, now rises up, left-hand hook, bounces home. It's another St. Mary's steal. That is 12 Gale steals. And now ripped from behind, and Cousy ends up with the basketball. Wow, and scores at the window.
Ricocheted off the glass right to Cousy. Todd Golden can't believe it.
And a 10-point game. That ball was knocked away from behind, off the backboard, and everybody running back down to the other end for USF. Cousy was all alone and had a wide open driving lane.
He controlled the game from the jump. Early in the first half, he was really aggressive. They were kind of making him score a little bit, so he kind of took what they gave him, and he got our offense going. And then I thought, in the second half, he did the same. He controlled it. He got us great shots. He got the ball where it needed to get, got Fotu on the block when we needed to, got Logan in the pick and roll when we needed to. So he was great tonight. And then when Logan got in foul trouble, he just slid over on Bouye, and yeah, he did a great job. He was really alert on defense. Him and Logan tonight were incredible on Bouye. Those two can do that to you. They're aggressive, they're physical. Logan got in foul trouble, but he was being aggressive. He was up in his space a little bit. And then once we got Cousy on him, Cousy's strong and didn't let him get where he wanted. So, and then the other part comes into is your team defense. You have Toss showing in the on balls and making good decisions there, and really limited his good looks tonight, which was key for us.
First of all, he's an elite scorer. You just got to do the little things. Early on, I kind of did a good job of using my hands, so he wasn't able to really get comfortable with his moves and dribbling. You know, we stopped the ball in transition. He wasn't able to get downhill in transition as easy. Last time we played them, we didn't do a good job of stopping them in transition. So this time it was a big emphasis on, you know, limiting his transition and just trying to have him play in the half court. There's a lot of tough teams out there, but I feel like every time we step on the court that we're the toughest team. We're never satisfied with getting one stop. We're not satisfied, you know, oh, well, we had 5 minutes of great defense. Like, no, we need 40 minutes of great defense. We need 40 minutes of competing. And I feel like that's something that you can't take out of the Gales. We compete for 40 minutes.
That's where this place is so special that way. You know, your support from your season ticket holders, your alumni, your students, your local community is, you know, you missed that last year. We didn't know fans last year, and it's kind of been slowly kind of creeping back to what it has been in the past. So when this place is full, it's one of the best places to play in the country. So it's great to have them. We got two more home games, so hopefully we can keep this place packed.
You know, that helps feed into how we play and our momentum. I was gassed out there, but just, you know, having the support of all these wonderful Gales, it helps. It really does.
That's the one, I think, one game since league started that we haven't really had a great showing. So we'll be excited to play. We got a tough stretch of games here to finish. Obviously, it's great to get this one done. So our guys will be excited to get them rest, get them a little bit refreshed, and then, right back at it.
Now sitting at 21-6 and alone in second place in the West Coast Conference with a 9-3 record, the Gales turn their attention to the Cougars of BYU, who will visit Moraga on Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, I'm Alex Jensen, and you've been listening to Gales Rewind.